This is Search the Scriptures Daily, a radio ministry of the Berean Call. Still to come, answers to your questions in contending for the faith. And in understanding the Scriptures, Dave and Tom will resume their conversation on God's salvation. And now, to tell you more about our ministry, here's TBC Executive Director, Tom McMahon.
The name the Berean Call is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 17, verses 10 and 11, where we find the Apostle Paul entering the synagogue in the Greek city of Berea after he had just come from Thessalonica. To these Bereans, he preached that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah sent from God. They were commended for being noble or fair-minded, not only for their willingness to hear what Paul had to say about the matter, but more specifically, because they searched the Scriptures daily to find out whether or not what the apostle was saying was found in God's Word. That's what we hope to encourage through this ministry. Our mission is to alert believers in Christ to unbiblical teachings and practices impacting the church. We want to exhort believers to give greater heed to biblical discernment and truth regarding what they are accepting as spiritual. We hope to supply those who profess to be biblical Christians with information and materials that will encourage the love of God's truth. Hopefully, we can help mobilize believers in Christ to action in obedience to the scriptural command to earnestly contend for the faith, found in Jude 3. And finally, our prayer is that we can be used of God to stimulate Christians to look to the Bible alone as their rule of faith, authority, and practice in living lives pleasing to our Lord and Savior. Gary?
In addition to this radio program, we publish a monthly newsletter, which we make available free of charge. We also produce and distribute a wide variety of teaching materials, including books, video, and audio tapes, and other items to encourage the serious study of God's Word. For a complete list of materials, or to get a copy of today's broadcast, write to us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call our toll-free order number, 877-882-4253. That's 877-88-BIBLE. Or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org. If you would like a copy of this broadcast, ask for program number 0405. And be sure to mention the call letters of this station. We'll repeat this information at the end of the program. Now, religion in the news, a report and comment on religious trends and events being covered by the media. This week's item is from the London Observer, July 11th, 2004, with the headline, America's Pastor. Rick Warren, dubbed America's Pastor by the media, has written one of the biggest-selling books of all time, generating tens of millions of dollars. He heads one of America's five largest megachurches and runs a religious network that spans the globe. If his religion were a business, then Warren would be a Wall Street mogul. Yet Warren is not a household name. He has crept under the media radar while building his religious empire. He has been a guest at the White House. He ministers privately to some of the most important figures in American industry, and was instrumental in helping market Mel Gibson's controversial religious blockbuster, The Passion of the Christ. The Purpose-Driven Life has sold a staggering 20 million copies worldwide. It is, Warren says, selling a million a month. If you took Bill Clinton's book, Hillary Clinton's book, the latest Harry Potter, and the Da Vinci Code, and added them together, you still would not get the same as The Purpose-Driven Life, he boasted. He is on a mission that stretches far beyond Saddleback, far beyond America even. That mission is world domination. We need a billion foot soldiers, he said. If you love Jesus, we are on the same team. America's Pastor works through a global network of churches which have participated in his 40 Days of Purpose program, an activist program that goes along with Warren's books. In Britain alone, more than 1,000 churches have already taken part.
To that can be added 1,500 in the Philippines, 400 in Singapore, and many hundreds across the world. In total, more than 15,000 churches in dozens of countries have carried out the program. They span all denominations. They can be Catholic, Free Church, Lutheran, Methodist, whatever. We don't put a sign up. You won't know they are in our network, Warren says.
Dave, this article, as Gary mentioned, The Observer, these are excerpts, it was quite a favorable article. And I'm just really interested in some things. The reporter points out, he says, he was on a mission that stretches far beyond Saddleback, far beyond America even. That mission is world domination. Now, you know, one of the things that I found really curious with all of what Rick is doing is that it really seems to be related to things that we've dealt with before. The Manifest Sons of God, Latter Rain, Kingdom Now, Kingdom Theology. In other words, he is building, the reporter uses empire, but beginning with the church, we see the church developing, going from church to community, then from community to global. He has a global peace plan. Is this like theonomy? Is this like Christian Reconstructionism in a sense, that we're trying to build the church to a degree that people will be converted and we're holding Christ in the heavenlies till he returns?
Well, the article
smacks of that.
The article talks about his religious empire that he's overseeing. And if his religion were a business, sounds like it is in many ways, then Warren would be a Wall Street mogul. The only reason is he's not selling shares on the stock exchange. It goes on to say the mission is world domination. I'm wondering how much it says he boasted, you know. His book is selling more than Bill Clinton's, Hillary Clinton's, Harry Potter, and Da Vinci Code all together. He's boasting of that. I think there may be a little tongue-in-cheek here. World domination. He says, if you love Jesus, we're on the same team. Well, there are a lot of people who claim to love Jesus. Do they? And what is this all about? We've dealt with that. But it's very ecumenical. Yeah, Catholics love it. Lutherans love it. He says, we don't put up a sign, so you won't know they're in our network. But now we've got a network. We've got a world empire, a religious empire. We're heading for world domination because we're going to take over. You follow these techniques, methodologies. It doesn't quite sound like what Jesus said. On this rock, that is Peter's confession of faith, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God, on this rock I will build my church. In Acts it tells us that the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. It's through the gospel and so forth. And it's by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a bit more like a business.
But Dave, the business moving in the direction of building a church, let's say it's not his empire, but he's encouraged to spread Christianity throughout the world. I thought it was interesting in the Purpose-Driven Life, there's only one little section in there, a paragraph about prophecy, about the second coming of our Lord, and it says we're not even to worry about that or think about that. What we want is to go out and evangelize.
Well, in fact, John, he says that when the disciples asked him for signs for prophecy, he turned them away from that, and we've dealt with that also in the past. So again, he's contradicting the Bible in many ways.
Yeah. Dave, the last item here, what about discernment? I only found one scripture in his entire book that dealt with discernment. But he doesn't interpret it that way. In other words, there's no caution about the last days. There's no caution about spiritual deception, delusion, and so on.
Tom, we've had a lot to say about the Catholic Church. It has a false gospel. It's leading people to hell. But the Catholics love it, and Rick Warren, he loves them. He's very happy for them to be part of this. There's no correction. The Lutheran Church, we know a lot of Catholicism there. They believe in baptismal regeneration. You get baptized as a baby, you're forgiven your sins, you're made a child of God, and so forth. There ought to be some concern about this, but as you point out, none of that in this book. This is a technique. Anybody can jump on the bandwagon, and they are.
Okay, now lastly, Dave, he wants a reawakening. He thinks this is going to be God's instrument to bring about a reawakening and revival.
It doesn't come about through methodologies that he has presented to us.
Or without discernment, I'm thinking, or without doctrine, which is another very soft issue.
Right.
Our heart here is for discernment, for people to search the scriptures, to check everything out, to check us out, to see people by the millions and millions flocking to this, taking this in without discernment. There's a way that seems right unto a man, the scripture says. The end thereof are the ways of death. That's what we're to take heed to. Jesus said, take heed that no man deceives you. We want discernment. That's our cry here.